a mysterious man named Miguel is, well, arrested. He's suspected on multiple murders and has been arrested in Mexico City, triggering a full-scale investigation after alarming evidence suggests he could be a serial killer. The suspect, again, only known as Miguel. Isn't there a singer named Miguel who just goes by Miguel?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up. I'm pretty sure there is.
Like, he had, like, a song, like, 10 years ago and suddenly, like, came back and now it's a hit. Due to local privacy laws, he's facing a murder, an attempted murder, following a gruesome attack earlier this week. The revelation Friday in Mexico City, police detailed a sequence of events leading to Miguel's capture. The suspect allegedly attacked a 17-year-old girl in her apartment, sexually abusing and strangling her after the mother stepped out briefly. Upon her return, the mother encountered Miguel, who slashed her neck before fleeing the scene. Tragically, the teenager did not survive, though her mother remains in recovery. Prompt action by the police, fueled by Miguel's proximity to the crime scene, led to his swift identification and arrest. A subsequent search of an apartment rented by Miguel uncovered a horrifying scene. Investigators found bones, bloodstains, a saw, cell phones, and the ID cards of multiple missing women. That's just something, you know, every man collects. You know, I got my my little collection of ID cards and saws and phones and this thing is, you know, everybody has that, you know, you just keep them, you know, after,
hang on a second. Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
So what is it about some of these humans or
monsters,
mutants? Yeah. Monsters that we talk about, that this is like what they do. They wake up in the morning, they look at their cell phone, turn off the alarm and go, huh, I got a taste for killing somebody today. I mean, is that what happens? Is it always in their head? How does this work?
Humans are scary as shit. I don't know. But yeah, I think some are just plain monsters. And that's really what it is. What or how someone is driven to do this for a living, basically, is, I don't know. And I'm glad I don't know. I couldn't conceive of what that drive is, or what is it hitting in that person's mind that makes them want to do things like this?
What I mean, thrill? Beyond being immoral and horrible and wrong, it's messy, it's time consuming, it's all these things that I'd rather just sit and chill and watch some Ted Lasso, to be honest with you. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. But it seems to be people's pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most disturbingly, notebooks were retrieved, potentially containing detailed accounts of the acts Miguel perpetrated against his victims. So he took notes. City prosecutor Ulysses Lara disclosed, while the exact number of victims remains uncertain, local media suggests the evidence could link Miguel in anywhere from 7 to 20 cases of missing women, pointing to a much larger and grimmer pattern of behavior. The discovery has reignited intense scrutiny of Mexico City's handling of cases involving missing women, with critics arguing that systematic failures often delay investigations until overwhelming evidence surfaces. This is not the first time the city has dealt with serial killers targeting women. In 2021, another serial killer in Mexico City suburb was captured only after the remains of 19 victims were found in his residence. The case was notably cracked following the disappearance of a police commander's wife. Similarly, in 2018, a serial killer was apprehended while transporting a dismembered body in a baby carriage. It's nondescript, having dumped most of his victims in vacant lots. I mean, that's the reason. I mean, this is why I wouldn't fucking visit Mexico. I mean, it's just, it's scary as shit. I mean, and that you have the cartel as well, which, you know, for all intents purposes are like the biggest serial killers of the area. And they kind of run the fucking show. So I don't understand how this country has not gotten their shit in order at some point in time. But it's fucked up. It's pretty fucked up.
It is. I was there in 2017, 2018. There were times where I really was on edge. Like, my spidey sense just perked up. Like, something is not right.
Yeah.
I was in Tulum. By the way, and I hope I don't upset the people of Mexico, but Tulum is such a racket, such a tourist trap. Pretty much everything there is. I was so unimpressed. Here are these lovely pyramids and just wonderful things that, you know, are incredibly amazing structures, and there's so much crap there that's being sold, and like people you just have to hold on to your belongings and watch yourself. Like
it's you're going to get taken.
Yes, yeah. It's absolute desperation, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah,
that was the overwhelming feeling. I was on vacation, staying at a resort. I didn't want to leave the resort. I felt fairly safe there, but once we left the property, I'm like, oh my God, this is how I'm going to die.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I really felt that.
It's nothing. I don't know. I have no desire. I just don't. It's why. I mean, until any of this shit gets taken care of, why? And you even hear it about like at the resorts too now, where it's like women getting drugged and all this and that. And it's like, well, how good is the security that's keeping things out of here too? I mean, and sometimes you hear
Were workers.
Yeah.
The case you're talking about, those were workers that were working there that drugged two women.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's just, oh my God. I don't even know what to say to that. I don't know. Yes, it could happen in the United States. It could happen in Europe, but it feels like there's more of a chance of it happening down there because things are really lax.
Well, yeah. I mean, the cartel shit is just so scary. And I know we have it here, but it's nowhere near to that level, at least yet. But I feel like we're just a few years away from that turning into shit in the United States as well. But it's, it's just another demonstration of the monsters that we have in society, and they're out there, and it's better to the thing to be aware that they're out there than not, because they tend to show up, you know, where you least expect them.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.